We are now going to discuss the bracha of Yehuda, which bechlal, the bracha to Yehuda is obviously very Mashiach-dik, because Mashiach is from Shevet Yehuda. A little history, Rashi brings down that after Shimon and Levi got really verbranged with by Yaakov Avinu, and they got some strict words by their Fabrengen, so Yehuda was starting to step back. He wasn't exactly happy to be next in line. So the Torah says that Yaakov Avinu told him, "Ata yiducha achecha, don't worry, you're not like them, you are different." But let's take a moment to discuss the brachas that Yaakov gave to Yehuda. And it's interesting that most of the Shvatim, they have one pasuk, two psukim. There are only two Shvatim that have five psukim of brachas. These two Shvatim are Yosef and Yehuda. Why? Because both Yosef and Yehuda are connected to Mashiach. You have Mashiach ben Yosef, and you have David Malcolm Mashiach, you have Mashiach ben David. And therefore, they get extra brachas because they actually are the whole purpose of creation. And Yaakov Avinu has to designate special brachas to them. There is a fascinating sefer called the Pri David. And the Pri David says like this, that if you actually look in the five psukim that are associated to Birchas Yehuda from Yaakov, they are Perek Memtes, Parshas Vayechi, Psukim, Ches, through Yud, Beis. So the first Pasuk starts with Yehuda, with the Yud. The second Pasuk starts with Gur. The third Pasuk starts with the Lamed, Lo Yosur, then Aleph, then Ches. If you add all those letters up, and you take the word Mashiach, but not Mem as in 40, but Mem as in 4, and Shin as in 3, so you're going to have the same, it's called Mispar Katon, you're going to have the gematria of the word Mashiach. And actually the first four psukim, the Rosh Tevis of the first four psukim, is the word Yigal, which is obviously connected to Geula. So from all over the place, we have the brachas that are associated with Yehuda are obviously connected with Mashiach. But now let's discuss more the actual brachas that he got from Yaakov Avinu. So Yaakov tells him, Yehuda ata yiducha achecha, you're basically the leader of your brothers. Yotcha ba'iref oivecha, your hand is going to really destroy the enemies. That's David HaMelech. He led the Melchamos against the enemies of Klal Yisrael. Yishtachvu lecha b'nei avicha, the sons of your father will bow down to you. Because of the obviously connected to the rulership connected with Shevet Yehuda. So let's talk a little bit about this pasuk. So first of all, there is a Das Keinim Baal HaTosfos that says that historically Yidden are called Yehudim. Even the word Jew, we say in English, the word Jew, how do we get the word Jew? You know, we are Yehudim, and that became in English as well. Yahud. Why always associated with Shevet Yehuda? Why are Yidden always associated with Shevet Yehuda, even though we are from other Shvatim? So, the Das Keinim Baal HaTosfos says that that's part of Yeducha Achecha, that Yidden are going to be called on the name of Yehuda, all the Yidden. And what's chus? Because Mashiach comes from Shevet Yehuda, therefore all Yidden have a shaychus to Mashiach, so therefore we are all called Yehudim. And especially if you understand, Al Pi Chassidus, Well, the Morde Naim, the Chernobyl Rebbe said that inside every single year there's a nitus of Mashiach, and that's why on Yom Tov, when we open up Psicha Sa'arin, we ask, V'yiskayim bonu mikra shekosov, it should be mekuyim in us, the pasuk that speaks about Mashiach. How can we be so brazen? How could we be so chutzpedik to ask that the psukim that speak about Mashiach should happen to us? No, what we're asking is to be megala, the Mashiach, that's inside every one of us. So therefore, the every Yid is really called Yehudim, that's where we are. Now, the word Yehuda itself, if you take the word Yehuda and you divide it, the word like Yud spelled, spell it out, Yud Vav Dalid. Hey, hey Yud, Vav, 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 Dalid, Dalid Lamed Tov, and Hey Yud. If you add all those up, the full miloy of the Shem Yehuda, you're actually going to have the word Malchus. The same gematria as the word Malchus. Because again, Yehuda is intrinsically connected to the union of Malchus. And the Pasuk starts off with a Yud and ends off with a Chaf, which is the gematria, obviously, of the word 30, which actually, if you add up the word Yehuda itself, without all the miloi, you have 30, because Malchus is niknes b'shloishim milus. Malchus has 30 components associated with it, and therefore, and that's what we say, soim tosim alecha melech, that we appoint upon ourselves a melech. The word alecha is al yutchaf, which is the 30 components that make Malchus special. We bring it upon ourselves. Now, you take the word David, which David is the main prodigy from Shevet Yehuda. David, we know, is the gematria of David is 14. If you take the word, the Rosh Tevis of the words, Achicha, Yotcha, Ba'oidef, Evecha, the Rosh Tevis of those four words of our Pasuk, once again, you have 14, which is David. Also, starting the next Pasuk, the Rosh Tevis of the first three words, Gur, Arye, Yehuda, Gimel, Aleph, Yud, once again, you have the word 14, which is a remez to David HaMelech. Now, it's important that we understand why Yehuda got this bracha. Where does Malchus come from? Because everyone asks a question. Reuven, on one hand, he was the one that really did not want to hurt Yosef. Yehuda was part of it. Yehuda had a story with Tamar. In other words, the history of Yehuda might be a little bit of a checkered history in comparison to Reuven, who really davened for Yosef and he cried for Yosef. So why was Yehuda, why did he get Malchus if his anhaga was seemingly not as stark and as pure as Reuven's? And the answer, it's explained in Chassidus, in the Rebbe's Torah, it's very important, Nekuda, that while Reuven davened and he tried and he thought and he cried, he felt action. We don't find that he took a stand for Yiddishkeit. We don't find that he put his foot down. He davened, he hoped, he prayed. At the end of the day, when it came to the story of Binyamin, who was ready to confront, who was ready, first of all, to take the achrayis on himself, not on his children like the other Shvatim, but on himself, that was Yehuda. And he was ready to stand in front of Yosef, who he thought was the Melech Mitzrayim, and do what it takes, no matter what cost, the personal sacrifice. That is what we're looking for in a Melech. Because Malchus demands this type of sacrifice for Klal Yisrael. Now it's important, also in this Pasuk, that when we say that that yishtach v'lecha b'nei avicha, we don't say b'nei imecha in this pasuk, because here we're talking about all the shvatim, because the malchus of Yehuda, which is going to be the malchus of David, eventually all the Yidden are going to accept, because we know that for many, many years there was a division between Malchus Beis David and Malchus Yisrael. It was separated. But when Mashiach comes, the Navi tells us that there's Va'abdi David Melech Aleim V'roya Echad Yiyah L'Kulam. That when Mashiach comes, everyone is going to be connected to Yehuda. Why? Because Yehuda also shows on Bittul. Hayda is Bittul. David Avdi Nasi Lehem Lo'ilam. The specialty, unique quality of Yehuda, which also is the unique quality of Mashiach, is the quality of Bittul, that it's brought down, that even though he's going to be from the greatest, biggest teachers of Klal Yisrael, he's also going to deal with the Anoshim Pshutim, as we saw and we see by the Rebbe himself.